Welcome home. We are WNST, Taos of Baltimore, and BaltimorePositive.com. We are doing a cup of soup or bowl next week. Crab Cake Row on behalf of the Maryland Food Bank. We're doing 100 charity stories next week. Ever since they threw me off Radio Row, I got to get creative around here. This guy and I have been creative. Last time I was with him, now I listened to him in the car call some football games last week when I was coming back from Hollywood Casino. He's doing games. He's a big shot these days from the former Sports Illustrated. But he was offering me Peachy Paterno right there in State College at the Bruce Springsteen concert. We welcome former offensive lineman on and our friend Ross Tucker back onto the program, host of the Ross Tucker podcast, as well as always promoting some. I don't have you on Radio Row. I have you on Baltimore Row right now. Tucker, how are you, man? We lost. What the hell happened, dude?
Nestor, I'm doing great. Other than that, always good to see you and talk with you. And yeah, very, very disappointing. And it's funny because I was talking about that on my show this week as well, the Ross Tucker podcast. I think the most frustrating thing, if you're a Ravens fan, and obviously everyone I'm talking to right now is, it didn't feel like a couple things, right? Number one, it didn't feel like you went down playing your game, playing Ravens ball. And I'm a big fan of both coordinators, and I think Mike McDonald deserves a ton of credit for what the Ravens did defensively after those first two drives. They adjusted. They only gave up 3 points the rest of the game after those first two drives. Obviously, Andy was a little bit ahead of them. Mahomes and Kelsey made some incredible plays. But then McDonald settled in. I think Monken is excellent, but he really, you know, you watch that Bills game, and the way they were able to run on the Chiefs, the Ravens didn't really commit to it. I think they felt like they just weren't getting the ball enough. You know, the Chiefs had the ball for over 21 minutes in the first half. Obviously, the second half went better for them. But it's little things to me, Nestor, like a couple of third and ones. Why are we in gun giving the ball to Justice Hill and not the Gus Bus? Why didn't the Gus Bus get the ball more, period? And then you have another third and one where you're throwing it with Lamar rather than a design quarterback run or the Gus Bus. I'm not a big – and honestly, in fairness to Monken, they had their chances, right? The Zay Flowers fumble, we all know about. The Lamar horrendous pick, we all know about. But I still just didn't feel like the Ravens were playing – a Ravens game. And maybe that's because they were losing, right? Maybe that's because they were down two scores and they kind of got out of whack from the way they're supposed to be.
Well, if your defense is on the field that much, your defense isn't winning battles. And the Chiefs kept forward progress. They second and seven, third and four, first down, you know, just again and again. And they kept going forward with the football. But Ross, I want to talk to you about the mind game of being a football player, because the video leaked early that Kelsey was screwing with Tucker and throwing his helmet and throwing, and then Arthur Millett's in a fist fight at the 50-yard line. They played that kind of football game. It felt to me like Andy, old school, Spagnuolo, who knows Harbaugh better than anybody, and Dave Taub, told their football players, poke at some of their guys. Poke at the guys that are going to lose their minds. Poke at the emotional guys. I mean, they got Roquan Smith to jump across the line of scrimmage and sort of end the game in some sort of weird way. He's their leader. They lost their composure in the football game, Ross, at several points.
So a couple things. Number one, and I have insight because I was on the sideline on Sunday, and when they were going to halftime, I'm walking with Tracy Wolfson, Nestor, and she's interviewing Andy Reid. And she said to him, are you going to address the chippiness at halftime? And he said, what? Are you going to address the chippiness at halftime? And he said, no, I kind of like it.
Well, I mean, they're going to the Super Bowl because they got 15 yards.
I thought that was really interesting, though. He said, I kind of like it. And, you know, it's almost like the Chiefs knew – right the envelope to push, but not go too far. And the Ravens didn't. I know people that are complaining about the Van Noy penalty or the Flowers taunting penalty. You cannot put the officials in either one of those situations where they have to make that call or could make that call, right? Like, if you're coming from distance like Van Noy, you need to be the peacekeeper, not an escalator. Kyle came in. I know Kyle, like Kyle, he came in and was an escalator in that situation. So they threw the flag and I was okay with it. And then the Zay Flowers, yeah, okay, I'm sure Snead held on to his leg a little bit too long. We know you can't look at the guy, spin the ball at him. We know this. This is a known thing that you can't do that. He did that. And ultimately, they ended up getting the ball to him and he fumbled it anyway, but at the goal line. But just little stupid things like that. And then obviously the turnovers, right? I mean, you can't have 3 turnovers to none against the Chiefs and expect to win, which, by the way, was the polar opposite of where both those teams were at all year.
Ross Tucker is our guest. He's the Ross Tucker Podcast. Plug your thing, because I'm going to talk a little more football, because I know we got things. You're always doing something. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm always doing something because I got a couple small businesses that I'm involved in. This one's a buddy of mine from up here in Central PA. It's called MyFrontPageStory.com, and it is by far the best Valentine's Day gift I've ever heard of. Like, literally, Nestor, for you talk to one of the writers for 10 minutes while you're driving home from work or whatever, they write the most unbelievable story about your significant other. It's framed, pictures, looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, like the Baltimore Sun or whatever. I'm showing it right now to the people that are watching us.
Everyone's Oma. That's grandma.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. Here's the two things, in all sincerity. First of all, everybody should at least check it out. MyFrontPageStory.com, because Valentine's Day is coming. Two things. Number one, when you give it to her, him, whatever, make sure you say, I want to do something special, so I had a story written about you. That sounds amazing. That sounds like you hired some big-time professional writer. And then the second thing is, Nestor, even if you can't think of anything that she does for you, just say, I can't thank her enough for all the little things she does. I've seen 7 videos now of women crying when they get to that line. Oh my gosh, he notices, he gets it. I just don't thank her enough for all the little things she does. MyFrontPageStory.com, MyFrontPageStory.com. Appreciate it, buddy. And make sure everybody at least checks it out. Way better than whatever you have in your head, flowers or a gift card or whatever.
Where do we go from here, Ross, where you get home field advantage, you're a heavy favorite, you're considered the better team, and you don't win the football game with Lamar versus Mahomes, when you're thinking, well, this time next year it might be Allen, or it might be Harbaugh's brother and Herbert, or it might be Burrow coming back. I mean, the AFC's crowded, and everybody kind of got out of the way, and there was a perception that this was the year to get the Chiefs. The Ravens didn't do it.
No, they didn't, and neither did the Buffalo Bills. And neither did anybody. And I don't really think the 49ers will either. They are the new Brady and Belichick, Mahomes and Andy Reid. You have to seemingly almost play a perfect game to beat them. And I can speak to this, having played in New England 05 and 06 till I got traded to Cleveland. They just know they're going to win, if that makes sense. That doesn't mean they will. But like, when your quarterback's Brady, and I played for 5 teams, man, so I had a bunch of different quarterbacks. You're always hoping to win. You always want to win. But when you have Brady or Mahomes now, you know you're going to win. Like, you know it. There's no doubt in your mind, in your subconscious. I'm not sure the Ravens really felt that way. I'm not sure Lamar is there yet. And they're going to have some roster transition, right? You know, Queen, free agent. Madubuike, free agent.
They're going to be a diminished team by just on the face of that they're not going to be able to replace all of those.
Are they
going
to be able to bring back Van Noy and Clowney? Will those guys play as well? There's coaching staff stuff. Like, this is just why it's so hard. And the answer to your question is, Eric DaCosta and those guys, they just do the best they can to get the best roster possible. I'd like to think that Lamar will be even better in year 2 under Monken's offense. I'd also like to think that they could still get better at receiver. You cannot have that many one-on-one opportunities against those guys where OBJ and Bateman are not able to win. They gotta win more than they won, and Lamar's gotta put it on them. That has to happen when this wasn't even LeJarius Sneed. You know, this is Watson and Josh Williams manning up these other guys. It can't just be Zay and Zay alone. I do think a full throttle Mark Andrews would have helped. And next year, obviously, I think you'll see a lot of two tight end with Andrews and Likely.
You're doing a great job on the radio, dude. I heard you calling a game. I know you're a man of many hats up there in Pennsylvania. You still in Carlisle? Is that where you are up in that area?
Harrisburg. Yeah.
Well, dude, I'm coming up for Tommy Cromwell in 2 weeks at the XL. I'll buy you a beer, brother. Come on out. Rock it with me, man.
Text me that week. No, I don't even know who that is. Where's that?
Tommy Cromwell and the Young Rumblers were the greatest Philadelphia rock and roll band of the late 80s. They'll come at you with some blues and some rock and some guitar playing. We'll have a night. They don't have many nights in Harrisburg. I've been to Harrisburg. You need a big night in Harrisburg when Tommy Cromwell comes in. Ross, take care of yourself. I appreciate your time. Thanks. And enjoy yourself at Super Bowl next week.
I will. Nestor, always great talking with you, man. Thank you.
He yelled at me if I was going to be late. Ross Tucker, the Ross Tucker Podcast. Find him out on the interwebs as well. We're doing a Cup of Super Bowl. It is the Crab Cake Row instead of the Radio Row. We're doing that next week. Stay with us. We are WNSD, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.